This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hey, I'm walking here.
Hey, I'm walking here.
I hope Emma comes back sounding really, really New Yorkan. Like having perfected the New
York
accent.
New Yorkan.
What would you say?
American. Like American.
No, but obviously.
I guess like a New Yorker. New Yorkan reminds me of like Mallorcan.
Yeah, New Yorkan. But like, is that the word?
New Yorkan.
New Yorkers, I suppose they'd call themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I meant. How dare you?
Bostonan.
Bostonan.
New Yorkan. That's funny. Yeah, Emma looks like she's having a great time. I was saying, I've seen her. I think she must have gone to Times Square every day since she's gone there.
To be fair, she is like staying around.
Quite close, yeah. I've seen her in Times Square in photographs in like three different outfits.
Yeah, same.
Same pick. She just loves it. I actually love Times Square. It's got a great atmosphere.
It does, yeah. But Emma, there are other places.
There are other places,
Emma. If you're listening, go on, Callum. Give her a suggestion there.
Do you think Emma has had a picture with like the $20 Elmo?
Oh, God. With the gorilla.
We should have warned her about that.
Do you know, we should have told her that was a really cool thing to do.
It's free. It's free.
Everyone, I'd take everybody's CDs.
Oh, you have to get a picture with the naked cowboy.
Oh, yeah. You got it. Yeah,
he's so sound.
Yeah. And just give anyone your phone to take pictures of. Don't She did get a picture with her and Emma.
I noticed that
just
too.
Just on their own, and I'm like,
I was worried.
That's scary.
I was worried. Yeah.
She hasn't been to the portal yet, which I'm a bit pissed off about.
I don't think she will.
She texted me as well, and she was like,
flat urn.
Flat
urn. She texts me, right, and she goes, because I told her to go to Joe's Pizza.
Yeah.
And she texts me with just directions to Joe's Pizza from where she was, and she said, "Is this it?" I was like, "I don't know. I don't know where you are.
I don't know where you are."
She'll probably go to Pizza Joe or something.
She hasn't. Yeah, she hasn't asked me for any of my suggestions of said, being serenaded by Broadway singers in a diner.
Oh, Ellen kind
of
Stardust offended. Diner.
Have you been there?
We were going to go for
You'd
breakfast
actually
one
love
day,
it.
But the queue was whopper.
Yeah,
and we were like yeah,
you queue for so long. The food's kind of shite, to be fair.
But she didn't text me after. Like she wasn't like, "Oh yeah, it was class." So I'm worried that
she didn't go.
Oh, she didn't go.
My biggest fear is like she did go and she didn't like it, and then her and Ethan talking about God.
Dave's got really shit taste in pizza.
Shit taste, because I thought it was the best pizza ever.
No, of course she'd like it. It is unreal.
I went to the Olive Garden in Times Square and it was horrible.
Was it?
Yeah, because it was... In Olive,
food is not good in America.
No, American food is god awful. I'm going back to America in the summer and I'm just going to get kids' meals. We're going to Disney. Literally, the size of the kids' meals are more than enough.
And probably the same price as an adult's meal.
I remember in Olive Garden, you get like, they do a meal deal thing where you can get like unlimited soup and pasta.
Yeah, it's Olive Garden.
And breadsticks for like $20.
Right.
The soup was disgusting. And like, I picked the one that I liked the look of, did not like it at all. And you kind of have to eat enough of it so they take the bowl away. The pasta was terrible. Just like the only good thing was bread. And if you filled up on the bread, Applebee's we went to as well.
I've never been
horrible.
To Applebee's.
Really?
Yeah. It's just American food is there's they have a different standard over there.
Yeah.
For the home of the brave and the country of the free, your and food is horrible.
Nah, it's not good quality.
It really isn't.
No offense.
We're so used. We're so lucky here though, because we have the EU, so we have to have standards.
I often think, and I know this, a lot of people probably disagree with this, but James Gavanagh has a podcast. And it was called What Did You Eat This Week or something like that. And he had his dad on, I remember. It's a great episode. And he said, what country has the best food? Or where is the best food in the world? And he was like, Ireland. 100% Ireland.
Really?
It's got the best food in the world. And he made, like, he was just like, the best quality meat, the best quality veg, the best whatever, best dairy. And
not
I was actually like, do you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably dead right.
Like, probably
it's
dead right.
It's bad that the Americans will have...
The UK would obviously be, like, you know, quite the same, I'm sure.
They can have non-EU stuff now, so it's a bit weird.
Oh, yeah. True.
But, like, the Americans talk about Dairy Gold and stuff a lot,
yeah,
don't
Kerrygold,
they?
Yeah,
and it's like, that's big over there. Mm. And that must blow their mind. But even bread in America is horrible. Chocolate tastes like sick.
Chocolate is great, yeah.
No, bread in America is the worst. Even Alex, actually, the last time he was home and he came back, he was like, I tasted the sweet bread. He's like, for the first time, I was eating bread in America and I was like, boo.
It's just cake.
It's the Subway cake.
It's cake.
Not good at all.
USA. Anyway, have a good time, Emma.
Yeah. Enjoy.
We're not jealous.
No, not at all.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up.
Rise and shine.
Good morning.
morning. 3 minutes past seven on the 27th of May, 2024. You with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Morning. Big stretch.
Big stretch. Oh, I need one of them.
Oh, lovely.
I got about 3 hours sleep last night.
Oh, God.
So I'm kind of on it. You know when you get so little sleep that you're kind of like...
More awake than ever.
You know when you're gone insane.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's
awesome.
The vibe. That's the vibe.
How come
today.
You only got 3 hours sleep?
I don't know. It's just one of those weekends.
Bad sleep.
Heavy weekend and it was just one of those weekends where... I don't know, it was just too much going on, so I couldn't sleep at all.
Yeah.
But a fantastic weekend. Like,
really?
For sport in general.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, what a weekend.
I was happy for you.
Were you?
Yeah.
Were you thinking of me?
I was saying, David loved that. especially against City as well.
It was. It was an it was a great, great day on Saturday. Bad news for Leinster, unfortunately. That was the only goal.
Yeah, that was a bit disappointing.
But then Charles Leclerc winning the Monaco Grand Prix was amazing. Celtic won as well against Rangers. It was just... And the French Open tennis is back.
Oh, is that back today?
It's back yesterday.
Oh, wow, okay.
This is just a great couple of days for sport.
God, fantastic. I can just see it in you. You're glowing.
I know.
You're glowing with the FA Cup win.
I think that might be the 3 hours of sleep.
Yeah, maybe so.
But I'll get there.
Did you go and watch the match?
I did. I went to watch the match. I stupidly went to Ranelagh to watch the match.
Okay, why was that bad?
Because it's Ranelagh and there was a rugby match on at the exact same time.
Okay, it was rugby town.
Ah, it'll be fine. It is rugby town out in Ranelagh. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, it should be fine. I'm sure they'd be showing to every single screen in the entire pub was showing the rugby.
Stop.
Except for one screen. Which had the free seat beside it.
Because nobody cared.
No one cared.
What the hell?
No one wanted to watch the city. But
that's
like,
so funny.
Whenever there was something happening in the United match, all the rugby fans would turn around or they'd run up to the screen.
Oh, okay.
And then they'd be all asking me questions. And I'd be like, I actually don't. I don't know what's happening. I'm kind of shocked. I'm as shocked as you are right now.
Was the score 3-0?
2-1.
2-1.
2-1, yeah.
Oh, I was. No, I thought that because I was watching Ted Lasso last night and the score in the match. In the episode I was watching was 3-0.
So a weekend for sport all round.
100%.
Good morning. So Paul Mescal's after getting himself a new gig.
Oh.
And I feel like it's kind of every actor's dream, this gig. You know when you're an actor, I feel you never really know when the next role is coming around the corner.
Yes.
Like it could be ages. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And you could be waiting a while. You could be getting one constantly if you're like...
Yeah, if you're real hot at the
exactly.
moment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you're like Sydney Sweeney, you're everywhere. But like sometimes that kind of dries up.
I'm sure it does, yeah.
And it takes a while for the next thing to come around. Well, this new movie he's going to be in, apparently is going to take 20 years to film.
What?
But Paul doesn't really need to worry about having a job for the next while.
Oh, wow.
He seems absolutely fine. Now, because it's going to take 20 years, I'd imagine it's not going to be for 20 years. But
yeah, consistent work.
Maybe a couple of weeks in the year and then...
Every year.
Every year. That's kind of the vibe of it. Reason is they want to show how the characters age through the whole story. They want the characters and, I suppose, the actors to age... Naturally.
That's cool.
Which I think is actually quite interesting.
God, that's some investment from like a production company to be like,
you're the guy for the next 20 years.
Yeah. But even just to be like, we'll put the money into this and in 20 years it'll be...
We'll see the benefits of it. Insane. Apparently it's a musical as well, so right up the street. It's called Merrily We Roll Along, which is the most musical name I've ever heard.
But it's also an existing famous musical.
Yes, it is. It's based on the 1981 Stephen Sondheim musical.
Yeah.
Same name, apparently.
Currently on Broadway starring Daniel Radcliffe.
Really?
Yeah.
In
Harry Potter.
Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I didn't know he could sing.
Oh, he's good. He's done a few Broadway shows.
I also didn't know Paul Mescal could sing.
Oh, Paul Mescal's a brilliant singer. I remember he did Phantom of the Opera when he was in Maynooth Secondary School, because I'm from Kildare.
Okay.
And my friend went to see it and was like, there's this guy Paul in Maynooth and he's like an unbelievable singer.
No way.
Yeah, she used to talk about him all the time.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it's mad.
I love that. That's so Ireland, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah.
There's this fella called Paul.
Yeah.
Well, apparently the story is told in reverse chronological order over 20 years. You probably know this. So Linklater, who is the... his name is... I can't remember. Linklater, anyway, is the director. He's shooting parts of the film every year for nearly two decades in order to follow his actor's age. Naturally, the film, it's directed by Richard Linklater, is his name.
Okay.
And apparently, Paul can sing.
You're
right. He said that he sings absolutely amazingly, the director was saying. So he can act, he can sing.
He can do it all.
He can make GAA shorts look sexy. I hate this guy.
Yeah. He was also on the Kildare Miners when I was in school as
there
well.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Did you
good gap there. I did actually, yeah, because I was going out with one of the team.
Were you?
I was a pretty cool girl.
That is cool. Well, apparently, it's the only thing he can't do is make long-term plans for the next one.
Yes.
Like, I don't think he can go to Australia, right?
No, he's much too busy. That's exactly. Very cool, though. That's exciting.
So the movie's going to be out in 2039.
Wow.
And I'm like...
That's insane.
Can't wait. but, like, that means it was started filming in 2019.
Oh, wow, okay.
Which I'm like, it was before Normal People.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? So...
Oh my God, yeah, before he was even really big.
So he had a really good time in 2020.
He really did.
Like, he has a job for the next 20 years and he just became the most hottest
That's
actor
class.
Around.
You know what? I'm going to say it now and it'll be in all the papers in whatever, 15 years' time.
Go on.
It's going to be huge.
I was like, he's going to do great things. So that's Paul Mescal. Congratulations to him. He has a job.
Cannot wait.
The next 20
years. Putting that in the calendar now.
And Spin, I would love a job for the next 20 years too, please. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. I need to tell you about my Friday because I kind of lived a day of two halves. I felt like Hannah Montana.
Go on.
In the morning, I was a Spin girly. And by the afternoon, I became a News Talk girly. I wore a wig. And I got a new microphone. So I made my News Talk debut on Friday.
Okay.
And Spin and News Talk are owned by the same company.
Yes.
So it was all dandy. There was no conflict of interest.
Happy days.
Yes. Right. I was asked on News Talk to talk about shrinkflation, particularly because at the moment, a box of Ritz has just been shrunk by 30%.
No.
Ritz crackers, that is.
30%? Someone did the maths.
Huge.
That's insane.
Oh, there's a lot of technicalities being thrown around in this piece. So I'm a big Ritz crackers fan, and that kind of came to light on this show a couple of weeks ago. I was kind of boasting that I could tell a Ritz cracker from a fake Ritz cracker.
It's very funny because, do you remember I was telling you I couldn't sleep at all last night?
Yeah.
All that was going through my head was... Can Aisling guess which cracker hits?
Can't you guess
the Ritz?
That was our little jingle. Great song to be floating around your head.
It was.
Spoke about Ritz a fair bit on this show, and I think they were like, who's the best placed person to talk about Ritz in Ireland at the moment? Aisling Bonner, and she's only upstairs. Happy days.
Famously, though, can't tell a Ritz.
From another Ritz.
From another Ritz.
Yeah, whatever. So within the first few minutes of the piece when I went down on Friday on News Talk, I had revealed a very intimate detail about myself. So I was starting to panic.
Okay.
They have shrunk the quantity of Ritz in the box by 30%. This is bad news for me, a Ritz cracker lover.
There's just more air in the box.
100%.
Yeah, I no longer feel sick after eating the whole box like I used to.
That was the first sign.
Okay.
The two voices you hear there are the presenter Kieran Cuddihy and the Irish Times economist Conor Pope.
And you made them laugh.
I did. And later on, Conor actually judged me for my eating of the whole box. He said, well, usually, Aisling, you're not supposed to eat the whole box. And I said, I thought this was a safe space.
Yeah, shut up, Conor. God's sake.
Later on then, things went from dodgy to worse. I started to feel like Prince Andrew in that BBC interview.
Oh, no.
I was accused of something awful.
We've just learned that Aisling doesn't want poor people to eat Ritz crackers. That's what I've just learned.
No, I think it's about
what do you have against poor people?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's gone wrong
so
really quickly.
I don't think I'll be back on News Talk anytime soon.
What happened?
No, basically they were saying that some companies are putting a sticker on to say we've gotten smaller, or they're just saying we'll up the prices. And I said, I'd rather them up the prices than take away half me Ritz. So he said, you don't want poor people to have Ritz. It was a bit of a stretch.
Bit of a stretch. It's the media.
That's News Talk.
Very bad.
But I learned an awful lot about shrinkflation, and I'm dismayed and shocked, and we should all be disgusted about shrinkflation because it's very bad.
Anything else shrinking?
Yeah, a load of stuff have shrank in the last few years. I'll go back to
shrunk?
I don't know. I used all words interchangeably.
I shrunk the kids. Shrunk.
And shrank is around as well sometimes. Depending on the context. Again, won't be back. Terry's Chocolate Oranges shrank. I think that's the right one. From
I'm in her head.
175 grams to 157 grams. That was back in 2016.
Terry's Chocolate Oranges.
Around the time that the word shrinkflation was coined.
Wow.
2 years ago, Pringles shrank by 17%.
In what way? The actual crisp themselves.
They put less in the tube.
No.
Yeah, disgusting. In other orange chocolate fusion in 2017, a standard packet of Jaffa Cakes went from 12 biscuits to 10.
Yes. Oh, ridiculous.
Disgrace. And then Easter 2024 this year was a real disgusting one. Cream eggs went from a box of six to a box of five.
No,
we remember
yes,
that.
I remember that.
Yeah, they just literally took one out.
We did a notions on that.
We did. They also shrank loads of the Easter eggs. Mars, Kit Kat and Galaxy Minstrels all went from having two bars with your egg to just
one. My
same
God.
Price.
This is sickening.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
We used to be a real country.
We did. And I used to be on News Talk.
Never again.
I shrunk their listenership.
That's Badger.
Good man.
And Natasha Bedingfield. It's called These Words on Spin 103 with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Producer Callum has actually went and found Badger's very first release.
Ah, so this isn't it.
This isn't it. It's not this one. He's been around a while. Yes. Can't you tell with the skills? but Badger has his first release and Callum was just like, see if you can guess what it is.
Okay, the remix of.
So here we go. Badger. Oh my God. You did no.
It's like, oh no! It's like you're trying to get into it, and then you're like, oh! It's like you're buffering.
It's missing the best parts.
It what, really is.
What is the point? It's missing all of the best parts. Yeah.
Cha cha slide, isn't it?
That's not my name. That's not my name. What? That's not my. Forgot to do it, sorry.
A gusto there, sorry. Please, Dave.
What?
This is a game we like to call That's Not My Name. We get you on, and with no hints or clues, we want to guess your name. This has been won quite a few times on the show. Mm. I think maybe three times. I think I've won it twice. Emma's won it once.
I've never won it. It sucks.
Yeah.
This is my week.
I think this is your week. Emma's in New York. She has left us names that she predicted last Monday when she was still here. We've been getting you to send in WhatsApp voice notes of you telling us your name. And we'll play out player ones just for VAR purposes. But we're going to take our headphones off so we can't hear what this is.
So headphones coming off. We're going to play this voice note.
My name is Jake.
And let's talk to player one.
Player one,
how are you? Oh, sorry, you're on this one. Player one, how are you?
How are you doing? Well.
All right, player one, I'm getting a vibe that your name is Joe.
That's not my name.
All right, player one, I'm going to guess... Is your name Dan?
That's not my name.
Right, not his name. But Emma still has a guess. She wrote something down. Aisling, what did she write?
Is your name Jake?
Yeah, that's my name.
Whoa! No! No, it isn't! Oh,
no!
My God! No!
No,
she did not!
No! You're joking! What?
Jake.
No, that's the name. Oh, Jake, yeah.
I'm gonna go mad.
Jake!
You've just won 8 IMC Cinema passes.
Lovely.
Oh my God, that wagon isn't even...
I was only at Gamer Fest yesterday from the tickets I won beforehand.
No way!
You're having a great week, Jake.
A great couple of days for you.
Things are starting to look up.
Oh my God, Jake, I can't believe that. Emma is some jammy witch.
Oh, she is gonna... Oh, she's gonna be so
happy.
She
is a witch.
Yeah, she is a witch.
That's creepy.
Jake, congratulations. 8 IMC Cinema passes and a short game for us. Good luck.
Have a good day. Thanks.
I feel like I need to check. Can I just double check?
Go again, because we didn't hear that.
We didn't hear his voice now, so I want to hear it.
My name is Jake.
Wow. And he just a little pause as well.
He did. Oh my God. You know what, though? I've just remembered. It's Emma's birthday today.
Yeah.
Something in the waters. It's an Emma day. I don't know. It's just meant to be.
And she's in New York City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that was freaky from her.
That's so annoying. I still haven't got a win. Yours are on par, though. You have two wins. She's two wins. Yeah, that's not good. Okay, I need to get on this. Wake
up. You wake me up. This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Kind of caffeine in my coffee cup. Oh, yeah.
Good morning. Just gone 8 a.m. on the 27th of May, 2024. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Just Dave and Ash this morning. Emma's in New York City.
Living it up.
Hey, I'm walking.
She's having
you.
A ball. And it's birthday today as well. So
Happy birthday, Emma.
I had such a sad moment on Friday. I was really feeling sorry for myself. I had to get the train home to my parents in Kildare. Mm. And the day before, I had topped up my Leap card with an all-time high amount. I usually top it up by €20 at a time. And for some reason, I've been taking the bus a lot recently. So I was like, why do I keep doing 20? Why don't I just top it up by 30?
Oh, a big spender.
Nah,
30
nah,
quid.
Nah, nah. Yeah. And then
so
that was Thursday. I took one bus journey on the 30 quid. And then on Friday, I was on my way to the train. And then apparently I said, why don't I just throw my Leap card on the ground and walk away? Because I got to the train station and my Leap card was no longer in my pocket. And the 30 euro went into the wind.
And how long have you had this Leap card?
Ages, yeah, actually.
And the one day time.
And I'm really good at losing Leap cards, but this one I've had for a good long time.
Right, okay.
And every time I lose a Leap card, I'm like, I better register this new Leap card. So I got on the train. I had to buy a new Leap card, topped it up by 20 euros. Yes. I'll never make that mistake again. Got on the train. I was like, it's grand. Have it registered. No, of course I don't have it registered, because why would I do that? And do you ever like do something like that and you knew it was going to happen?
Yes.
So I was wearing like a raincoat and I had it loose in just the pocket of the raincoat, and then I put my phone into the same pocket.
And you
I
knew
said,
if you take your phone out,
yeah,
the card lost.
I said,
out.
You just be careful now, Aisling, because you'll whip out that card,
yeah,
when you take out your phone. Ah, lads, stop. I couldn't believe it.
So you've given 50 euro to Leap.
Exactly, yeah, and I've only gotten 20.
Oh, God.
Sickener.
Awesome.
And then, obviously, I put it up on my Instagram story just to get a bit of sympathy, and everybody just replied, you know, if you haven't registered on the website, you can get all your money back. And I was like, I would have posted it if I had it registered. Oh, God, I hate when people try to help.
Got the tickets out the way.
3, 2, 1. Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Emma David Ashling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
This is a special golden ticket today.
It is indeed.
Because it's our Emma Nolan's birthday.
Happy birthday to Emma.
And when Emma Nolan went off to New York on Friday, she didn't say, you'd better not give away the golden ticket while I'm on holidays.
Yeah, not because she didn't think of it, because she's gone to New York and what.
Exactly.
But more because she wanted us to.
In her heart, she said, give that golden ticket away on my birthday.
Yeah.
I'd love nothing more. Emma's obsessed with this golden ticket prize. It's so up her street.
It's very, very her.
It's
like, I'm
so
trying
hard
to think, what would be your ultimate golden ticket prize?
It would be this, but it would be three musicals in three
musicals.
Different cities.
Yeah, see, mine would be three couches.
And three fit food meals.
Exactly, whether it's Emma's is three festivals. We are talking about Sea Sessions, we're talking about Longitude, and we're talking about Electric Picnic.
Yes.
All three of them have an unbelievable lineup. Hopefully the weather will be nice for all of them, and we want to get you to every single one of them.
I'm going to say that I think the songs today are more doable than usual.
Oh,
I think so. So I'm quite confident that we could potentially get a win on Emma Nolan's birthday today.
I have a good feeling about this week.
As do I.
And I have a good feeling about Kerry. How are you, Kerry?
Great. How are you guys?
Really, really good. How was your weekend?
It was actually very good. I had a great weekend.
Oh. What did you do?
Tell us all.
I went to Centrepoint to see Pam Jack, my friend, and it was just great. I had a great time.
Centrepoint
in Temple Bar. It's like an underground like club bar thing.
Oh, cool.
And Pam Jack is a DJ. And my friend just had a spare ticket so that I could go with her.
Oh, really? And was it a loose night?
It was a loose night.
Okay.
It was us not.
Did you have a Sunday?
It was a great night.
Did you have a Sunday similar to mine and Dave's, whereby you were very glad it was raining?
I was very glad it was raining.
Yeah, it was one of those days.
And what's the plan for the day then, Kerry?
I'm just on the way to work to Wolf of Wall Street it up in the insurance game.
Oh, really? I like it.
Is it exactly like the film?
For you guys. Exactly like the film.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh,
nothing different.
It sounds wild.
Have you seen the TikTok sound that's like, I want a guy 6'5", finance. I want a girl who's, you know, not 6'5", actually much shorter, and works in finance.
Yeah. Right.
So Kerry,
and I have blue eyes as well.
Oh,
and I'm in finance.
My perfect girl.
Oh, my God.
Kerry. Sorry, she works in finance. She's going to be rich for the rest of her life.
All right. Are you a big festival?
I'll take care of you.
Are you a big festival goer, Kerry?
I am.
Unreal. Have you got anything sorted so far this year?
This year, I was meant to go away for festival season with my ex, but it just didn't work out. So, no, haven't really. Just Forbidden Fruit, I've got to admit.
Okay, grand. Well, we're going to try to get you the quads then. Forbidden Fruit you have. We'll try to get you Sea Sessions, Longitude, and Electric Picnic, and I own the golden ticket.
That is. This is Emma David Ashton's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before, Kerry?
I have.
Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
And do you know how many songs you have to guess?
Two.
Yeah, I wish. Guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win a golden ticket to three of the biggest music festivals this summer. If the song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Kerry?
Oh, makes sense, yeah.
Happy days. Where are you from?
Kiltiernan.
Kerry from Kiltiernan. We got 25 seconds on the clock.
Best of luck, Kerry.
Best of luck. This is your show.
Thanks, I'm brutal at this. I should have trained.
That's not the way we want to start, okay?
Not a great start. All right, let's go for song one. Blazing 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Carpenter Espresso.
Yes.
I'm a singer.
Everybody loves that song right now. Sabrina Carpenter Espresso. Okay, we got that in 5 seconds. Nicely done. 20 seconds left and 4 songs to go.
Let's go for song 2. Kerry plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
Illumination. No. Oh, skip.
Skip. Right.
I'm awful. I didn't watch Barbie. I'm the worst girl in the world.
Oh my god, are you okay?
I know, yeah. I'm not. I was away that time. Yeah.
All right, that was Dua Lipa, Dance the Night. Let's swap it out for a new song too.
Producer Callum,
fun fact for you.
Yep.
I put that in today because that song is officially 1 year old today.
Oh,
wow. And I feel like it's one that a lot of people struggle with on the Golden Ticket for some reason.
I think there's just a lot of Dua Lipa.
There are, yeah.
There is, to be fair. All right, so let's go for a brand new song too then, Kerry. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Jazzy, Give It To Me.
We'll give you that.
Jazzy and Giving Me. I think he kind of got it. Yeah. All right, that was good stuff. We have 14 seconds left now and 3 songs to go.
That's still like basically the perfect average.
Yes, loads
You're
of time.
Doing really, really well, Kerry. Let's go for song 3 with no more swaps remaining.
Thank you.
It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. My baby born a Birkin.
She's been telling me.
Yes.
That's the one everyone gets their boobs out to on TikTok.
Maybe.
I have no idea.
We played it earlier on the show, Shaboozy. And it's called Shaboozy. A bar song. Yeah. Do you not know Shaboozy?
I had it playing earlier as well. Just the names are ridiculous. I forgot it, but I dreamt of.
That is very true. Kerry, you're so energetic. Have you been up since that Temple Bar rave?
Yeah.
All right.
Go live your crazy life.
See you later, Kerry.
Oh, I will. Bye. Have a good day.
Bye.
Love you.
Love
Bye.
You. Bye.
Kerry was a tonic.
I love Kerry.
I actually don't mind that she didn't win because she was great crack.
Really, really good crack. Doesn't need a festival, I'd say.
No.
Calm it down now, this summer.
Rule a festival.
She would
100%.
Indeed. Well, it wasn't to be for Kerry, but it could be for you tomorrow. Do you want to play Emma, Dave and Ashley's Golden Ticket and take these 3 unbelievable festival tickets off
of
Sea Sessions, Longitude and Electric Picnic? Just the word golden right now. 087 711 103 1038 and we will get you on to play tomorrow.
I told you last week that I was looking forward to a big Saturday.
Oh yeah, wild Saturday.
A wild Saturday was had. Bray Away Day in May. Bray Away Day in May was the name of a pinball tournament that my boyfriend Alex created. Normally he holds pinball tournaments in Token and Smithfield. R.I.P.
R.I.P.
But we took everybody out to Bray, our first outside of Dublin tournament, just about outside Dublin.
Right.
And we played a pinball tournament in an arcade bar there. There were 18 people in attendance.
Wow.
A fantastic turnout on the day.
The cast of The Undateable.
Damn you. I have no comeback to that. Because you're right. Unless you're dating one of the people that's there, and that
of
was
course,
the only people with
the hottie.
The hottie with the plan. So the tournament kicked off at 1 PM at the arcade. We presumed we'd be in the Harbour Bar by 5 o'clock. That was the plan. Go to the Harbour Bar after for a few drinks and a bit of food.
Amazing.
At 9 o'clock, the tournament was still going on.
At 9?
9 PM.
That's 8 hours.
It went on for 8.5 hours.
Producer Callum.
The good thing about this weekend is Aisling was kind enough after the show to me and you, Dave, to invite us along to this pinball tournament in Bray. And on Saturday, about 1:30 in the afternoon, I found myself at a bit of a loose end. I was like, do I watch the FA Cup final or will I go to Bray for the pinball? Not knowing when the pinball started.
Yeah.
And then I realised it took 1.5 hours. But I also wanted to be home by 7 o'clock so I could watch Doctor Who. So, like, I'm glad that I didn't go.
You would have fit in very well with The Undateables.
I would have missed Doctor Who because of pinball.
Oh,
ultimate
my God.
Nerd.
That's
mode.
A flaming glaven if I've ever heard of it.
It really is. I had been kind of long knocked out by 9 o'clock, but I did pretty well. I made it into the A bracket, which is like, you know, the Premier League. Yes, it was me and the pinball pros, who we like to call the bearded men. I was the only woman. And I have now since returned to the top spot of top Irish female pinball player.
Oh my
I'm top
God.
Of the league. And I'm the 11th best pinball player in the country, according to the rankings, which makes up most of my friends and Alex's friends, because nobody else plays competitive pinball in this country.
If Emma was here, she'd be able to click a button that went like a
clap, clap, clap.
I just don't know where that is.
That's okay, but I appreciate the effort. So obviously I was kicked out before 9 o'clock. That was fine. But there was a lot of other things to do in this arcade. So while we waited for the tournament to end, we kind of went around and played some of the other games. Mm. And I discovered a brand new currency that I think should be used countrywide for more than just arcades.
Oh, no.
And that is arcade tickets.
Of course.
So after playing certain games, out came a stream of tickets, like a thrill like no other.
Yeah.
We were wearing them around our necks. It's very cool walking around.
I used to work in an arcade, and I used to work in the shop that used to people would bring
redeem for prizes.
And we never had a working counter machine, so I had to count.
Oh no!
The tickets. It was the worst job I've ever had.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah, it was
because you get like they're like by the hundreds. Like you get like thousands. Over 100 for every game. Yeah. So I kind of propose a new currency of arcade tickets, whereby instead of paying for things with money, you pay for them with tickets, and your currency is kind of like by games played.
Okay, I love this.
So,
a lot easier to earn money.
Exactly. So I know the value of certain things that were in the arcade. So instead of paying 30 cent for a lollipop, you could play 3 games of Nerf arcade.
Okay. Which would cost you
€3.
More than a lollipop.
Yeah.
10 lollipops.
A lot more. Instead of paying $2.99 for a keyring of a small Converse shoe, you could play 15 games of Wild West Shootout.
Savage.
Costing €1.
But you have to play it well.
You do. Yeah. It varies. That's the thing. Instead of paying €25 for a Lego mug, you could play 40 games of Duckling Fight.
For €1 play.
Exactly. Instead of paying €40 for Giant Jenga, you could play 650 games of Demolition King.
Yes, I will.
And cost €650. And finally, instead of paying €500 for a new flat screen TV, you could play 1,166 games of Tickety Boo.
No. Is Tickety Boo like a kind of a roulette wheel or something?
Tickety Boo was actually a claw game where what you are picking up is more tickets.
I'm starting to notice some flaws in the system.
There are flaws. But it's also a lot more fun.
Yes, very true.
So that's what I propose for a new currency if the euro ever crashes and we're in dire need.
I do like the thought of being able to earn money depending on how good of a game you are.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that's not, like, I could be terrible at my job, but still keep it. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, that's true.
You know what I mean?
And still be able to afford food.
Exactly.
Yeah. There are issues, but we'll iron them out. Yeah. I couldn't believe you could win a telly.
Yeah.
That was unreal.
I love it. Over the weekend, our boss sent us a WhatsApp in our group chat. Right, he sent us a photo of something that our boss's wife put in the dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't know how to feel about what she put in the dishwasher.
I'm going to say it was disturbing.
It was disturbing. I'm going to say, no offence, Caroline, bit disgusting.
I would say wrong.
Yeah.
On many levels.
Not okay.
No.
Especially to put it with the plates.
Unhinged. Yes. It wasn't alone in the dishwasher.
It was with everything
cutlery
else.
Cutlery and
yeah.
stuff.
This is something that I will explain to you in a while. I just need to get ready. Honestly. I need you to get ready too, because it's just a bizarre thing to put into the dishwasher. But we're curious this morning on 087 711 1038. Voice notes are welcome. What's the weirdest, most obscure thing you have ever put in the dishwasher? I know it's a very niche question, but I'm curious. There must be something that people are doing that putting in the dishwasher.
We need to know if more people are up to this sort of mischief, and we need to judge you accordingly.
I remember on the show a couple of weeks ago, someone actually said to us that they keep their sweets in the dishwasher because they don't use the dishwasher.
Yes.
This could also be a thing.
Exactly.
If you don't use the dishwasher. What is the weirdest, most obscure thing you've ever put in the dishwasher? Let us know. 087 711 1038. So our boss Nick sent us in a group chat picture the other day, which sent us all into a little bit of a frenzy.
Bit of a spiral.
Yeah, because what he sent in was a picture of his dishwasher that his wife has decided to pack with dishes, and then also put in the kids' crocs at the same time.
Standing to attention.
This is, yeah, literally. Well, it's kind of, to be fair, it kind of looks like they were perfect made for a dishwasher. They have holes in them.
Yeah, exactly. I think like when she probably put them in being like, is this weird? And then was like, oh my God, that works out perfectly. They're there.
Yeah, I know. It kind of does look perfect.
Exactly. So we've been asking you, what is the weirdest thing you've ever put in the dishwasher? Have you ever gone so far as to put shoes in there or the weird things?
Evan, what's your story? So you put something, or someone you know put something in the dishwasher?
Well, I once shared a house with someone and I woke up one morning to find the rubbery, chewy dog toys in the dishwasher.
No.
Oh, no, Evan.
Oh, God, Evan. So I presume the house had a dog.
Yeah, there's a couple of dogs, yeah.
Oh, wow, okay, cool. And
the toys were in the dishwasher?
Yeah, and rubbery dog toys, yeah.
Like many?
There was three at one stage, I think.
And was this a regular occurrence, Evan? Why do you need to wash dog toys?
Yeah, exactly. They're just going to get minging again.
I have no idea.
Oh, my God, that's grim. And what was your reaction?
I just thought it was horrible at the time. I said I won't be using that again.
And did you say it? Were you close to your housemate?
No, I didn't say it to her. I just lived on with myself.
Right, you're a humble man. Evan, did you, was this like, had they been washed at this point? Had it gone through?
Oh, yeah, they were clean. It was gone through, yeah.
Oh, no. So like the spit, the dog spit.
The drool.
Is now all over your plate.
Exactly.
I'd be getting
probably hairs as well.
Yes. Oh. I'd be getting new plates, new cutlery,
bits of food,
new everything. That is rotten.
That is rotten.
We're really calling out people like this now.
Yeah, we're sorry that happened to you, Evan. And you should have spoken up, man.
I totally should have spoken up.
Evan, you're too nice.
Have you ever put anything obscure in your dishwasher? Or is it just
that
housemate?
Strange,
no, you're a normal person.
He's a good guy.
Good like it. I like it, Evan.
Person, yeah.
Nice one, Evan. Have a great day, all right?
Yeah, you too. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Poor Evan. I think the weirdest thing I've ever put in was probably just like a gunky vase.
Oh, yeah.
And I felt a bit gross doing that too. Just because it was covered in like green glue.
Like stuff for flowers and stuff like that.
Well, that'd be a vase, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but like they would have been filled, but like, what do you need? Like, why wouldn't you just rub it?
Because I just, I think like dishwashers are for lazy people and lazy times.
Wow.
Oh, and I mean, I love the dishwasher. I wouldn't survive. It's just like, of course I could have washed it by hand, but I was like, oh.
Yeah, fair enough.
Arse.
I don't think I've ever put anything bar a pot or a pan. It's so bizarre. Shauna, what is the most obscure thing you've ever put in your dishwasher?
I used to wash my kids' toys when they were younger in it, especially in summer if they were bringing them outside and they ended up all muddy and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, no. You're putting muck in the dishwasher, mate.
Yeah, I never use it for dishes now, just the toys.
Wait. Oh, as in like at the you'd only have toys in it for that one run.
Yeah, only have toys in it. Never used it for anything other than that.
I feel like that is the epitome of like stressed out mom.
Just put them in it. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Just press the button and walk away.
And can I ask, when you say never used it for anything other than that, you mean while the toys were in it, right? You've never, was it the dishwasher or was it the toy washer?
It's kind of the toy washer, yeah.
And was there a point where you stopped doing that? Were you like, this is too much? Or did they just grow up and stop using the toys?
They just grew up. That was it. You know, when they're smaller, the toys would be horrible.
Yeah, okay. I know. That's why I wouldn't put them in the dishwasher.
That's why we're concerned. So you stand by that, Shauna. You think that's a good shout?
I think, yeah, it was the best idea I ever had.
I'd hate to hear your words. Hey, listen, I'm not a mom. I wouldn't know.
That's true.
Fair
That's
play.
True. Shauna, we like it. Good luck. Thank
Thanks,
you so much.
Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.
See you later. Any final thoughts on this? 087-711-1038. What is the most obscure, weirdest thing you have put in the dishwasher? Over the weekend, our boss sent in a picture in our group chat of his dishwasher that he had obviously packed with plates and stuff like that.
Normal things.
And then he went to open it again to put more stuff in it and realised that his wife Caroline had put Crocs, the kids' Crocs, in the dishwasher. I don't know how I knew exactly how I felt about it straight away. I went, ugh.
Yeah.
Right.
In a way, I think clever. In another way, I think gross.
Yeah, clever if it was the only thing in the dishwasher. The dishwasher was filled with plates and
cutlery
and things like that. And I just instantly was like, right, that's a total lick and I'm never going to his house for dinner, ever. Sorry about that.
Exactly. Place. We're so sorry, guys.
Yeah. So we were asking you, what is the weirdest, most obscure thing you ever put in a dishwasher? Voice notes on 087-711-103. We got this voice note in from Elaine.
I've never washed anything in the dishwasher, item of clothes or anything. That's disgusting. But I remember watching an episode of Extreme named Cheapskates. And there was a woman and she put her lasagna in the dishwasher to cook.
What?
Now she had it covered over, but apparently you can cook it in it and it's cheaper to cook it in the dishwasher than in your oven. So, I don't know, sounds a bit gross to me.
Oh,
I've seen that video.
God.
I've seen that video. It's absolutely wild.
I have never seen that
No,
before.
It's mental. It's like the lasagna's covered in like tin foil. To keep the water out.
Oh,
it's
my mental. God. That's minging.
She's not right.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Scott has come in now with the jugular. This is going to make us all feel woozy. Scott says, hi, I'm a bathroom fitter. I was once finishing up a bathroom and one of the last things I do is pop the toilet seat on. The owner came to the door and asked me how to remove the toilet seat. I showed him how and he said, oh, thanks. I clean my toilet seats in the dishwasher.
Oh my
Scott says, all week I've been having cups of tea in this man's house. Loads of puke emojis. What are you doing? I wouldn't even use the same scrubber that I use the dishes with to clean the... In the dishwasher. Get the toilet seat.
Get a wet wipe.
Get a wet
Dear
wipe.
Dear God. Disgusting.
People
That's
weird.
Too far now.
Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up, Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
We got the morning routine.
What's going on? 4 minutes past nine. You're with Emma, Dave, and Aisling on Spin. Happy Monday.
Good morning.
So 1 week today until Love Island kicks off. I know you're absolutely buzzing, Ash.
Oh my God, amazing.
Now, this is interesting, right? So it's 1 week until the start. So it's starting on the Monday, 3rd of June, 2024.
Yeah.
They are currently releasing the photos. Like, it's kind of a day where you're going to be glued to Instagram.
Okay, because of the Islanders.
Yeah, just every couple of minutes they're spitting out a new Islander.
Right. They'll
probably go on for the rest of the day. So, in it so far, we've only five. Samantha, they've a bit of kind of odd names. We've got Samantha, Munveer, Nicole, Ronnie, and Patsy.
Ronnie and Patsy.
Ronnie and Patsy.
If you told me this was Love Island over 70s, yeah. I'd believe that with Ronnie and Patsy.
Ronnie and Patsy.
I had a cat called Patsy, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, back to Love
nothing
Island.
Nothing to add to that.
Are you going
to
watch it? You are going to watch it.
I think I will watch it. But see, the only thing is that I feel bad for Love Island because they have to do the first episode. But the first episode always sucks. It's always awful and I can't stand
is
it.
Is it?
And it makes me want to turn it off.
Okay. That's where they're all lined up and then they...
Yeah. And then...
It's not good, no?
They kind of sit down and they go, what's your type on paper? And if I hear that word and phrase one more time, I'm just going to die.
Yeah, it's becoming like a cliche, a lot of their phrases.
It's awful. But my only thought process is this. They're probably in a hotel room now for a week with no phone.
Are they?
For a week.
Locked away.
It's pretty live. Everything you see is from the last 24 hours.
Yeah, and if they're announcing who's on now, they can't be having them
online. So they literally have to go sit and they're in a hotel for a week now. They probably have no phone, no nothing because they're not allowed to have contact with anyone. They're not allowed to see who's on
everyone's saying about them.
So this is absolutely insane.
Creepy.
So they're just sat in the hotel room. They're probably watching Netflix for the next
week. Sounds great, doesn't
week.
It?
It'd be very boring. But you have to have them in just the hotel room because you'd have to have probably multiple hotels for multiple islanders. But what if they run into each other? As soon as you walked out of the pool and they're like, right, they're unbelievable. They're 100% going
to
be
you go down to breakfast and you're like, okay, they're tanned, they're muscly, they're ripped.
I think
you might be on the same thing as me.
And I follow her on Instagram.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely unreal.
Ah, well, it'll be interesting to see what's like this year because wasn't the last one...
It was quite juicy.
A good one, everybody said.
Yeah, quite juicy. So I'll be intrigued. The 3rd of June, this time next week, it'll be Love Island Day. So exciting times. So obviously I went out on Saturday night. Manchester United won.
Obviously.
And it was a night of celebrating.
Yeah. Happy days.
Sunday was a day of death.
Yeah, I had a similar one.
It was not great. It was one of the worst days of my life. It was really, really bad.
It was pathetic fallacy.
Was it?
No, that is.
No.
When the weather represents the mood.
Yes.
They do that in books and stuff and films. That's what it was for me too. It was so rainy and horrible and I was like, that's absolutely fine.
Yeah,
that is me.
I will be here for the day.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. So I was sitting there and I was like, right, I really need food. Mm-hmm. I ordered food. It took about an hour and a half to get there.
No.
I was like sending voice notes to someone and I was like, can you hear my stomach in the background? It was like, I just couldn't get out of bed. I didn't want to cook. I didn't want to do anything. So I ordered food, right? The food arrived. It was the worst meal of my life.
Ah, no.
And I know it's like, oh my God, he's been really miserable. It was a miserable time. I need you to realise how miserable this
okay.
was. So I threw out the meal.
All of it? Like most
basically most of it.
What cuisine? What type of food was it?
It was just like fast food. It was just like American fast food.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? So it was kind of like a burger. There was some goujons going on. Oh, there was some chips. There was chips there as well. Chips, cold.
No.
Completely soggy. Burger, I ordered it without tomato and without pickles.
Ah, sure, you got both.
And I got both.
Yeah.
And it seemed like they put more on.
Okay.
Than I've ever seen. So I threw out the burger. I couldn't eat that.
Oh, no. Like, I wouldn't even slip them out.
Sorry, of course, I took it off.
Yeah.
It was just too much. It was one of those burgers, as soon as you bite into it, you're like, oh, my hands are now like gloves.
Oh.
They're just filled with sauce.
Gloves of sauce.
Yeah, not good at all. Chips rotten and goujons, I think I ate about three. I think I was just so upset.
God.
I was like, I can't do this.
That's so
anymore.
Sad.
So I went and I was like, obviously in a really fouler of a mood, and I was like, I'd love to just go on now to this restaurant's page and review them and tell them I think that was the worst meal of my entire life.
All right, Karen.
But I won't do that. I'll just go on and see other people writing the exact same thing, and that'll make me feel better.
Okay.
So I'll go on to like the equivalent of Yelp, so like Google reviews, and I'll go and I'll read these things. And someone was basically like, this is the worst meal of my life, right?
Oh.
And the restaurant replied with just a thumbs up. And I loved that so much that it kind of made me go, I'm not mad at you anymore.
Damn it, you're actually cool.
Yeah, you're all right in my books. I kind of like that little fight back.
Yeah, I do like that too.
So I went online and I was like, I wonder, is this a thing? Do restaurants kind of fight back every now and again? And yeah. I found some like other reviews that people have made and the restaurant's biting back, and I absolutely love it.
Amazing.
This from Jenny says, I ordered a pizza and delivered half a pizza to me. Rang up to be told I need to pay for another pizza. Joke shop. Hi Jenny, you ordered a calzone.
Jenny, a flute.
Someone said, first time ordering, and I unfortunately the food was not good. The spicy chicken burger had no flavour. Either did the chips drenched in mayo. Hi, I'm sorry you haven't enjoyed your meal. What does concern me is that you say that three of the dishes have no flavour or bland. Are you aware taste is a COVID-19 symptom? You may need to get yourself a test.
Oh, God.
I love the confidence in their own food.
Yeah, the sass.
Like, the confidence in their own food that they'd be like, you know, you're the issue.
Yeah, there's a problem with your taste buds.
Someone says, tight on toppings on pizzas and service is very slow. Hello, Jean. We are an animal rehoming centre. We do not serve pizza at our premises.
Did she comment on the wrong thing?
Yeah, obviously. This one I really, really like. This was a screenshot from like an Uber Eats driver or something like that. And so someone had actually messaged them, said, hi, sorry, tried to call, but there's no answer. My order number was 278. Just wondering, is there any information? Hello, friend. Very sorry. Delivery man has got into a scent. Accident. Academy. Accident. And then sent three emojis, a car emoji, a scooter emoji, an explosion emoji. Someone said, ordered a waffle to find a fingernail and hair on my food.
Oh.
The response from the owner, our restaurant is not open yet, so this is impossible. We open on May 12th, just in case anyone thinks this is remotely true. And then my favourite one was, just very unprofessionally managed. You can see that by the service. I hear yelling in the kitchen. The response.
People are so nervous.
The response from the owner. I am sorry that your employment here at the diner did not work out.
Oh! Oh, wow.
Very, very good.
There's some backstories to these.
There you go. Restaurants, bite back. I like it.
I want to tell you about Nicki Minaj's wild weekend.
Please do.
And it all feeds into the curse of the Co-op Live Arena in Manchester. So we talked about this a few weeks ago on the show. It's a brand new arena in Manchester. It cost £365 million to build.
God.
Yeah, and it has a capacity of 23,500.
Right.
So, like, I think the three arena might be, like, 8,000?
Yeah, 8,900, I think.
Yeah, something like that. So it's, like, it's probably double the size of the three arena. It's massive. It was due to open at the end of April with two sold-out Peter Kay gigs. Both of them were cancelled. The arena wasn't ready. They then had to cancel gigs by the Black Keys, Keane, Take That, and Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure people were in the arena for the Olivia Rodrigo gig when it was cancelled. So an absolutely nightmarish start. It finally opened on the 15th of May, so about 2 weeks ago now. And on Friday night, Nicki Minaj was due to take the stage. Reader, Nicki Minaj did not take to the stage.
Oh, no.
On Friday night. But this time it wasn't the arena's fault. Nicki Minaj, when she was supposed to be on stage in Manchester, was in a holding cell at Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam.
No.
Yeah. She was detained for 5 to 6 hours after she was searched for having something that is legal in Amsterdam but not legal in other countries.
Oh my God.
In her bags on the way into the to the flight.
That's so stupid.
Yeah, so she was held for 5 to 6 hours. Fans were in the arena for 2 hours before the announcement came through. I think like she was getting out and then like I think she was on the plane on the and it sat on the runway for another 20 minutes and like she nearly could have caught the gig.
Oh my God.
So people were waiting in the arena and then they finally just announced on the tannoy, it's not going to happen.
What a nightmare.
Nikki's in jail. Nikki was fuming over this.
I'd say so.
Absolutely fuming. And she was tweeting about the whole thing and posted a couple of videos on Twitter as well.
Wouldn't be like her.
Which I think made the situation worse.
Yeah.
To be honest. It was getting a little bit conspiracy-esque on her Twitter.
Oh no.
So she said, they're being paid big money to try to sabotage my tour because so many people are mad that it's this successful.
Oh stop. What?
So she thinks they're actually just like searching her bags to like purposely stop her from performing.
Oh, Nikki, you need to leave that stuff in Amsterdam.
Yeah, she was saying things like, I never gave them my bags. They're refusing to let me see my own bags. Like, they've illegally taken my bags. I'm like, you are about to fly them. I do think they got to take your bags. But yeah, I think they probably did hold her for a little bit longer than maybe necessary because it sounds like she was being a bit belligerent and like she was taking videos of the staff and stuff. So the gig was cancelled and then Nikki was back on Twitter and she finally did get to Manchester but just late and she said, thank you to everyone who prayed for me today. May God cover you and all that is connected to you. May you be blessed beyond your imagination. Barbs, I'm at the Stock Exchange Hotel in Manchester. I arrived a little over an hour ago. I have so much video evidence. You wouldn't believe it if I told you. I'll have the lawyers and God take it from here though.
Oh God.
Then she does a bit of a Michael Jackson on it. She goes, I'm going to the balcony, so if you're outside, I'll be able to see you, and I may come downstairs. I'll be out there for about an hour. Really want to get to see you. But if you're in bed, please stay there. I'll update you guys tomorrow. Love you. So she ended up going out to the balcony for like an hour.
That is kind of
her hotel
nice, to be
fair. For the fans to come out, which was kind of cute.
Yeah, but oh my God.
Yeah, that's I just insane. Love that. If you're in bed, stay there.
Yeah.
don't be getting out of bed. But yeah, another disastrous night for the Manchester arena.
Okay, yeah.
Co-op
not,
live.
Not a great day to be Nicki Minaj.
No.
Oh, God.
I did kind of feel bad for her because it, like, she was, imagine the stress of, like, being there and being like, oh, my God, there's, like, 23,000 people.
Yes.
Waiting for me. And I'm just about to be, like, 10 minutes too late.
Oh, my God.
For the gig.
That is so, so grim. What an awful trip to the airport for Nicki Minaj.
Exactly. So if you felt bad on Sunday, Nicki felt worse.
They're very
true. The moral of the story.
Right now, we are in the middle of a game called One Foot in the Rave.
Yeah, this is the game where we play you a tiny snippet of a dance tune, a bit of a ravey song, and if you can guess it today, we will give you 10 IMC cinema passes.
10 IMC cinema passes.
There is 0.2 of a second on this today, which sounds tricky, but you just never know. Sometimes it comes to you, and today it sounds like this.
Yeah. Oh.
It's kind of a horn.
I think I know it. I feel like I know it. I just can't grasp. I'd be terrible at this game because you'd ring me up and I'd be like, I know it. I just don't know.
Yeah. No, I have it.
I have it.
See, I've won. Yeah. I just can't verbalise it.
Exactly.
Is that necessary?
Someone who can hopefully verbalise it is Emma. How are you, Emma?
Oh my God. Amazing. Hi.
Emma, this is a clip that we're looking for. What is that song?
Yes. That is Alice DJ, Better Off Alone.
Alice DJ, Better Off Alone.
Off Alone.
An absolute tune.
I'm afraid it's not tune. The song no. that we have picked. I'm sorry.
Raging.
I'm sorry,
no worries
Emma.
At all.
Really, really good guess, though. Thank you, Emma.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Oh, so not that one.
For a second there, it was Emma, David, and Ashley again.
Mark is also on to play. Mark, this is the clip. What is that song?
I think I'm alone now. I think we're alone now.
I think we're alone now. Doesn't seem to be anyone around. Oh my God, tune.
A great guess. Unfortunately.
Is that the one? I'm sorry, Mark.
Oh, not good at all, Mark. I'm sorry.
Not a problem.
I'm definitely playing that later on, though. Thanks, Mark.
Have a great day, Mark.
No worries. Thanks, boy.
See you later. Bye-bye.
All right, one more chance.
One more chance is Abby. How are you, Abby?
Good, thanks. How are you guys?
Really, really good. So, Abby, this is the clip. What is that song?
Play Hard by David Guetta.
Play Hard by David Guetta.
Is it Play Hard by David Guetta?
Oh my God.
Abby!
Abby, Abby, that was unbelievable.
I heard it straight away.
You know what? Like, it was possibly one of the easier ones. That is an iconic, like, horn it noise.
It is, but that's how I knew. I thought I knew it. Oh, I thought Usher was
well
on
done.
It.
You join a very elite crew of people who have gotten the full 10 IMC cinema passes on One Fun the Rave, Abby.
That's insane. That's like a 100 euro voucher for the cinema, Abby.
What way are you going to split this up? Are you going to be strategic? Or are you just going to have a big party?
I might just have a few nights on my own and just chill out.
Yes.
That sounds lovely.
That's a great idea.
Might bring my partner maybe to one or two.
If he's lucky. If he pays.
Yeah, exactly.
He buys the popcorn.
The ticket, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Brilliant. Well done, Abby.
Congratulations, Abby. Have a great day.
Thanks so much, guys.
Fair play to you.
Bye.
What a thrill.
Do you remember when I picked the song and it went on the very first day and you all slagged the living daylights out of me?
Yeah, producer Callum might have dropped the ball there. I will say Emma will be fuming because she picked Better Off Alone, which is what is sampled in Play Hard. So she wasn't all the way wrong, but it wasn't the song.
Damn it, that's annoying, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good morning, happy Monday.
Hey there.
I got my mom a Christmas present and it was tickets to see Rod Stewart because I know she likes Rod Stewart.
I presume you got this at Christmas.
I did get it at Christmas.
Not just now, late.
But it was, yeah, no. Happy Christmas.
Well done.
It's May. No, but the concert was last night.
Oh yeah, I saw it actually.
In Kilmainham. And it was wall-to-wall rain.
Oh no.
Like the whole day it rained.
And it was an outdoor gig.
Yeah, and they were sending me pictures of them like in their bucket hats and then mom sent me a photo of dad and like the only person with an umbrella because everyone else has ponchos.
Oh.
And I felt bad.
Yeah, I was like, you put them through that.
I felt them bad that I put them through that for their whole Sunday evening. They got at home.
They just got drenched.
On the couch and they got soaked. And I genuinely feel so bad. I feel like I've done something wrong.
Yeah.
I feel like the only reason they went is because I got them the tickets.
Like, how dare you?
Do you know what I mean? They were like,
that's a pity because that'd probably be an older crowd at that gig. A lot of people probably wouldn't have even bothered going.
Yeah.
The weather was so bad.
But that's the thing. She sent me photos and I was like, God, you're really close. I was like,
oh God.
There must have been
nobody there.
And I heard nothing about the gig. I was so worried.
Did they say they had a good time?
Yeah, they did. They were like, oh, thanks so much for the tickets. We had the ball. And I was like, I don't believe you. I'm so anxious.
Please don't get sick.
Yeah, literally. I hope you enjoyed it, though.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.